It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoy.
You can lay me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
And welcome to Speak Out. It's Thursday, April 8th, 2021. I'm Paul Lavoy, and we're waiting for the late Brian Springberg to show up. Now, Brian was detained, and they were nice enough to call from Springberg McAndrew Financial Services. Robin over there, my buddy, said that Brian will be running just a tad bit late. I guess he had a conflict or something last minute. You know how these financial guys are that are in such demand. So, anyway, glad to be with you this morning, and glad to be anywhere after big show last night at the Flying X. Those people were demanding. They actually asked for two encores. So, and number two, we're not used to playing four sets anymore. We're so spoiled over at Finney's where we do 3 hours. You do the fourth hour at the X and you're kind of a wreck the next day. So anyway, thanks to Lori and the gang over at the Flying X Saloon for putting up with our shenanigans last night. It was a great time had by all. The windows were open. Playing to Main Street is always fun. So there you go. Big news this morning coming in from the county. Roger Galloway just sent me this email, and it's very relevant to Speak Out, and I'll explain why in a moment. A county resident is responsible for a large illegal dumping, and he's charged with two felony counts. Now, I've been trying to find the penalties in here for that, and I guess we'll have to find out when we have our guest on Monday, Todd Davison. He is the ERASE coordinator. ERASE is the county organization that goes out and finds those illegal dumps and then investigates where they came from and who's responsible. But here's the story. A chloride man was found responsible for illegally dumping a homemade hauling trailer full of miscellaneous trash debris along Old Boulder Dam Highway near Chloride. Jeffrey Marconi, he's 58 years old, was charged with criminal littering exceeding 300 pounds and threatening and intimidating a witness, which are both felonies. This happened back on October 19th. The ERASE detectives were notified of an illegal dump site made up of using a broken down homemade trailer with miscellaneous trash on it, as well as spreading debris in the right-of-way along Old Boulder Dam Highway about 1 mile from Chloride. Detectives were able to obtain witness information that led back to Marconi. So there you have it. The total weight removed from the site, I'm kind of skipping through this, was, listen to this, 3,780 pounds of garbage. That's almost 2 tons of garbage. 3,780 pounds. So, anyway, like I said, we will have Todd Davison. He's the chief of Mojave County Parks Law Enforcement and the ERASE coordinator. So we'll have him on Monday on Speak Out, and we just booked that this morning. So I'm very grateful to Roger Galloway for that one. And then we'll also have Christina Hook on Monday from the Better Business Bureau. She'll be in the second half of the hour. And, of course, could not make that hour happen without our own brother, Jim Russell. So there you have it. We've got Lake Havasu Boat Show tickets here that we can give away during the next break. If you're the first, I don't know, first couple callers, let me know how many you need. I can give you up to four. Because I have a pretty good sized stack here. So, Lake Havasu Boat Show tickets, that's tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at their new location on Havasu 95 Speedway. All right, on the sports tonight, see, I did it just like Larry did. This afternoon, backed about an hour away, 12:10 p.m., Arizona Diamondbacks at Colorado Rockies. That first pitch again at noon. Or 12:10 rather. So the pregame is going to start here at 11:30 over on 980 AM, 100.5 FM in Bullhead City, and 94.3 here in Lake Havasu City. Then tonight, the Suns, who are looking pretty good, taking on the Clippers tonight at home, 7 PM. So Al McCoy will be on the play-by-play. And then the D-backs tomorrow head into a rough homestand. Their first homestand, the home opener tomorrow against my former favorite team, the Cincinnati Reds. I grew up a Reds fan, by the way. That's why I don't like the Dodgers. We used to be in the same division with them. So there you have it. And that's another reason why I don't like the Dodgers. Let's see. Still waiting for Brian. And I was looking at the market earlier. It was very, very flat. And now, yeah, it's only up about 14 points. So activity pretty limited there at the New York Stock Exchange. All right, Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould, who will be in tomorrow, wants your input on county road projects and priorities. The County Transportation Commission will be listening to input from the public on their five-year capital improvement road project prioritization at two upcoming public meetings. The first is scheduled for this Tuesday, coming up, April 13th at 2:30 p.m., County Library in Bullhead City. The second is May 11th at 2:30 in Lake Havasu City, with the location not confirmed as of today. All right, let's go on to the events, because this weekend there are a lot of events coming up. We've got two golf tournaments. We got one on Saturday in Havasu, one on Monday in Havasu, and then we've got a Children's Association, Arizona's Children's Association event going on Saturday as well. But first, the CRIBA, Colorado River Building Industry Association, 25th Annual Charity Golf Tournament is Saturday, and it's a 7 a.m. sign-in, shotgun start at 8 a.m., and if I know Lisa over there at CRIBA, they're still taking entries. This is kind of a fun one, folks. This is called the Fun and Funky Golf Tournament, and they use garden supplies. One of these tournaments I was in one time used a pool cue as a putter, so you got down on the ground and actually shot the ball into the hole with a pool cue. It's a lot of fun. $90 per person, includes golf, a cart, lunch, a drink ticket, and a t-shirt, all for $90. It's a four-person scramble, and again, shotgun start is at 8 a.m., and that's at the Lake Havasu Golf Club West, and there's 50-50. Give Lisa over at CRIBA a call. It's 453-7755, 928-453-7755. That's Lisa Rose Theopolis. All right. Browse Bid Buy, benefiting Arizona's Children Association. Your bid can help Arizona's children, youth, and families. We talked about this with the office manager a couple of days ago. That is April 10th and 11th, created to help youth, children, and families during this difficult time. Browse Bid Buy is a virtual auction that supports Arizona's Children Association. How you can help: attend the auction and bid on your favorite items, donate an item or gift certificate for the auction, become an auction sponsor, or make a financial contribution. You can fund a need at the auction or make a general donation to AZCA. That's A-Z-C-A, AZCA. They love that acronym. So contact Noma Byerly. She was on the show on Tuesday. She's the office manager there, at 928-446-3551. For more information or to go and register so that you can take part in the event, it's arizonaschildren.org/bid. I'll give it to you one more time. arizonaschildren.org /bid. So there you have it. Support ASCA. It's a very good cause. And we're going to have Noma on at another date in the future. She's a very good guest. All right. Tomorrow, Mackay Cafe, 9 a.m. Republican Men's Club of Lake Havasu City presents Congressman Paul Gosar. He'll be at Mackay Cafe again. That's tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. It's a public meet and greet. He'll be addressing some of the accomplishments that have happened lately out of Washington, including funding for our own Lake Havasu City Municipal Airport and for the Prescott Regional Airport. You got some a pretty good chunk of funding for that as well. So Congressman Paul Gosar, again, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at Mackay Cafe, presented by the Lake Havasu City Republican Men's Club. The 19th Annual Tin Man Golf Tournament at the Refuge Golf Club here in Lake Havasu City. This is a Monday golf tournament, folks. So we talked about this with Roger Burley on the program. And you can email Roger at Roger J. Burley. That's B-U-R-L-E-Y. Roger J. Burley at gmail.com. And this is the Tin Man Golf Tournament at the Refuge Golf Club on Monday. And these are computer-drawn teams. So you can't go in there with your buddies and say, okay, we want to enter this foursome. And you go in and you take all the money in the A, B, or C flight. I believe they're breaking it down by flights. But anyway, computer-drawn teams by handicap and a scramble format. 7 a.m. check-in, 8 a.m. shotgun start. $80 per person, includes golf, a cart, luncheon, and that lunch is at the American Legion Post 81 here in Lake Havasu City. And additional lunches are available at $8 a ticket. That includes a soft drink, lunch, tax, and gratuity. Oh, you can't beat that. There you go. All applications must be in by March 31st. Make checks payable. You could probably hear the kitchen noise in the background. That's how much they think of the show, folks. They put us in the kitchen at the radio station. Yeah, you're number one, too. All right, thanks. All applications must be in by March 31st, 2021. Make checks payable to Tin Man Charity. Portions of the entry fee will go to after-school activity programs, Haven House, Future Business Leaders of Lake Havasu, and Boys and Girls Club programs at Lake Havasu High School. Brian's here.
Hi.
You rescued me. I was on like the next to the last one.
Oh, thank God.
By the way. No, it's all good because we got a good breaking story in about somebody dumping almost 2 tons of trash near chloride. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Tons?
3,780 pounds.
Why? Who does that?
Yeah, who does that? Is exactly right. You either have no pride in your community or you're too cheap to go to the dump.
Yeah,
come on, folks.
That's what it is.
Give me a break.
It's just money.
We need to discuss the band that you really liked last week. You were telling me about a band. You remember that?
Yeah, but do I remember what band I was talking about?
Was it the flavor of the day?
No, just, you know, I listened to 187 bands since last week.
You probably have.
I don't. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, what are you picking for today?
You just saw me coming in here a sweaty mess.
You're not sweaty.
Sprinting up the stairs. I haven't
one thing
thought
that,
about it.
That
for
the Springberg never does is sweat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I bruise on the inside like a karate man.
So how about this?
So this is what I've had, and so, you know, it's a little eclectic, but...
You're drawing this out, man.
PJ Harvey.
Okay. Yeah. Steve Harvey's brother or what?
No, she was.
Oh, she.
A 5'2" yeah. Caucasian, kind of a punk, leaning from the 90s. Never got the credibility she should. You're gonna dig it. You'll deep
probably
into
will.
Her catalog. You're gonna love it. But
probably will.
If you like the rock and the roll.
Sounds like the one Patti Smith. You know, she was a little thing too.
Yeah, but. Definitely a different jam.
Can I say that? Is that politically correct? A little thing? When you refer to a woman.
Well.
Probably not, right?
A little thing?
Anyway.
Depends on the woman.
I wanted to ask
Some
you.
Some of them are going to say,
how was your How was your Passover? Everybody was celebrating Easter and Passover this weekend.
I didn't celebrate it.
Oh, you
did? Bad Jew.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bad Catholic.
If
so
I was, yeah, I mean, if I think if I was with, it's one of those things. If I was family and whatever, yeah, then we probably would have had a nice Seder and that kind of thing.
Right.
But, you know, I love, love, love and do miss the cultural side of my religion. And as a philosophical religion, it's, you know, one of the top, and just in terms of practical applications of what, you know, what you know, pray for and how it works and that kind of thing. And Passover has a lot of great symbolism to it. Of course, the story of Jews escaping slavery and bondage in Egypt and all that. You know, but that being said, no, I didn't do it.
It is the most, if there was importance placed on holidays, it is the most important Jewish holiday, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's not.
No, Yom Kippur.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Is,
right.
The most holy, and that's where we basically, ask for forgiveness for our sins for the year, and we fast for 24 hours and, don't work, don't do anything. And basically the concept is you start your slate clean for the new year. You recognize your sins. You recognize that you need to be a better person, the things that you need to do as a better person, and you specifically ask for forgiveness. And by doing so, you are given a clean slate for the next year, hopefully to avoid the same mistakes.
Dude, I'm sold. Year. I want to convert.
I got a
convert. That's awesome.
I got one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like I said, practically, I'm a big fan of a lot of what that stands for, because, you know, on the religious side, am I a religious person? Not particularly. But that kind of thing, I think, has some merit to it.
Now, I can go into a little, you know, 4x4 booth and confess my sins, and I'm good to go, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So, all right, well,
here's PJ.
That's
Harvey.
Your financial planning corner for the day. We'll be right back.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Some FYI for you and what's going on in the markets and the economy. But, yeah, take us out with this PJ
Harvey.
I like
this. For 90s, this is, you know.
She was amazing. I saw her at the 930 Club in D.C. when I lived there.
Oh, cool.
You know, back in the early 90s.
Right. All right, we'll be back with Brian Springberg, all things financial, here on Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. When we return on Speak Out, I'm Paul Lavoie. We're back on Speak Out. Sound Advice with Brian Springberg, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK CPA LLC, Horizon Community Bank, Patio Paradise, Connected Computer and Technology, and of course, Springberg McAndrew Financial Services. Why isn't it McAndrew Springberg Financial Services?
Because Jerry Springberg started the company in 1973.
Good answer.
This is our 48th year in business in Lake Sioux City.
Good answer, Aaron Rodgers. Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. We could take a phone call, but we did just give away some Lake Havasu Boat Show tickets to Dave. Dave of Lake Havasu City, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that. And we'll give away another set here. He asked for four. He got four. So there you go. I'll give you up to four, and we'll do that the next break.
That's
as
power.
Well. Dude, this seriously reminds me of Patti Smith.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, but way
except
more
for the Gibson hollow body.
And, better guitarist.
Yeah, yeah.
Way better voice, but yeah.
Yeah, well, her voice kind of left because of her, you know, her
lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. I liked it when Gilda Radner played her on Saturday Night Live, though.
Yeah.
That's classic stuff. So what's happening in the market today?
Well, we've got the S&P 500 currently up about 0.4%, the Dow perfectly flat, and the NASDAQ up about 1%. Currently, markets still fluttering around all-time highs. My God, the Dow at 33,448 after dropping about 1,000 points, you know, give or take over the last, you know, month or so was the biggest drop. And again, while 1,000 points might sound like a big number, it's not, because, of course, we go by percentages. And so really not a, you know, a big concern, from that perspective. Markets, everything I'm reading right now, our expectations are pretty bullish on the U.S. economy. Jamie Dimon from, you know, JP Morgan Chase, you know, one of the lead, you know, economic, commentators, one of the largest banking organizations in the world, you know, says, you know, his expectation is that the economy is going to blow up.
Yeah, he was the one of the most out front people during the meltdown in 2008. So,
definitely.
Yeah, when everything was supposedly too big to fail, you know, he was right out there in front,
kind of doing that. But
yeah,
and you know, it's interesting though, because again, you want to be careful about looking at things from that perspective, because the market has priced that in. I keep reminding people it has priced it in. It's funny when people say, yeah, you know, I know the market's high, but, and I'm like, oh, okay. So you have some insight that the people who are trading billions and trillions of dollars haven't thought of relative to, you know, Biden tax policy, infrastructure spending, interest rates, you know, whatever it is. The market factors all of that known information in. The question mark is, does it get it right? Or does it get it wrong? And it gets it wrong a lot. And so do investors in general, which is why strategy is more important than trying to outguess and predict and prognosticate what's going to occur. Here's a good example of that. So if we go back to March 31st of last year, the height of the pandemic, nobody really knows how bad it's going to be. We're getting told by the administration that it's like 1 week or 2 weeks and it's all going to be gone like it never even came. And, you know, but there's pretty big panic, right? The stock market went down 35%. So 86% of stock investors were bearish. I'm sorry. God, my eyes are
bullish,
failing me. 66% were bearish. No, negative.
No.
Plenty were neutral, and very few were, of course, bullish. That's because all the news was bad. That's coming from the American Association of Individual Investors. Well, of course, investors tend to get bearish when all the news is bad. They've seen their portfolio drop, 20, 30, whatever percent, in just a couple of months. And so they're looking to make changes based upon that, sometimes in error, because of course, look where we are today. Not only did we blow that out of the water, first it took a recovery, and then we've, of course, continued to expand in that direction. So be careful of that. In fact, one of the things that we're, you know, that you look for is right now, the reason why the market has been holding, they tie to the fact that, you know, people are starting to, you know, say, when's it going to drop? When's it going to drop? And as long as there's a lot of chatter about that, the thinking is it's not going to drop because people are accounting for that. It's when everybody just throws in the towel and throws all their chips on the table and says, I'm all in. You know, infrastructure spending, it's going to go crazy. We're going to have an amazing year. When that happens, then the concern becomes, ha, now maybe we've reached the actual top of the market. So it's interesting to kind of watch, but don't get too caught up with the pundits out there trying to give you huge advice. Guess the best stock market month for the last 30 years or so.
You want me to guess?
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking to anybody else. So.
Not October.
April. October's been the worst, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. April.
October's dividend month.
So it's gained an average of total return of 2.17%. And November has been the second best, and that makes sense because if October is traditionally the worst, you would expect November to, you know, the recovery, rebound to be, you know, decent, and so second best. Now, that doesn't mean go invest all your money because we're in April. it's just interesting that, you know, April has traditionally been that way. Some of the stats are back, and I think we all kind of knew this with the tremendous job losses that had happened back from when the pandemic hit in February, March, and then what happened February, March, April, May, June, you know, that whole six-month period or so where things got bad, was that 82% of the net job losses, like when everything's said and done, according to the Economic Policy Institute, 82% of net job losses came from the bottom 25% of wage earners. We knew that, right? The service industry was the hardest hit by far because, of course, hospitality industry relative to restaurants, bars, and the like, hotels. So therefore, you know, go get shut down. So, you know, maids and janitors and whatever across the board. So it's interesting that that was the hardest hit. But as we know now, things have definitely been storming back, and things are, I said it at the beginning of the year, the way that everything looked, we could expect come summer that we would start seeing things open up. Right now, you know, one of the strictest places in the country, you know, Los Angeles, is saying June 15 is to be completely open. Now, the cynic in us will say, well, that's Gavin Newsom trying to save his rear end from a recall effort and trying to just speed it up, and maybe it shouldn't be that quick. And then others are saying, no, June 15th, fine, finally, do it. Makes sense. You know, we're still a couple of months out from that, and so hopefully enough people are inoculated or have had the virus so that the economy there can actually open. So depending upon what side of the aisle, either you think it's a political move or you think it's the right move, and too late.
The cynic in me says, why would you open up for concerts and public events when kids aren't even allowed to go to school? That's the cynic in me, Brian. So there you have it.
Yeah, well, I guess there's an answer to that from both directions, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, again,
it's called teachers' unions. All right. Back with more in a moment. We're not going there. We're with Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Of course, we're with Brian Springberg, certified financial planner. I'm Paul Lavoie, and watching this video of PJ Harvey in the white jumpsuit with the guitar,
yeah,
she
shreds.
I don't know about shreds, she can perform.
Yeah, no,
she's a good presence on stage. Let's look at it that
Trust
way.
Trust me, very shy person actually.
Really?
So, yeah.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll be right back. Back on Sound Advice with Brian Springberg, a little bit more PJ Harvey and Good Fortune. Good song. I like it.
Yeah,
like kind of mellow for her.
But yeah, she has a couple of mellow tunes, but mostly she rocks.
I like it. She brings it. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, also Chagru's Family of Restaurants, the Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, SunPower by Esme Electric, Big Sky Insurance, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty, over 1,000 homes sold and counting. All right, well, congratulate yourselves, Speak Out listeners, because the active ones out there that make this talk radio, not just listen radio, well, they make it Win Free Stuff Radio,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Brenda got the last ticket that we have to the Lake Havasu Boat Show, and that starts tomorrow through Sunday. At the new location, the Havasu 95 Speedway at Sarah Park. So there you have it. Listener Brenda getting the last ticket to the Havasu Boat Show.
Cool. I hope it's a successful, huge event.
Yes, absolutely. And they just announced, by the way, I don't know if you saw it in the Herald, but Jim Day announced that the Balloon Fest will be back next year.
Awesome.
Yeah, January 21st will be the first day of Balloon Fest. 21st through the 23rd. And he's the guest speaker today at our Kiwanis meeting. So at
you'll
noon.
You'll get the update.
I will, firsthand, right there, from Jim Day.
So with just, well, normally we'd say just 7 days to go before your tax filing. You know, now you've got something, you know, 4 weeks plus that.
State followed suit, by the way.
And I knew they would.
Like, but it wasn't ADOR. It wasn't the director. It was Governor Ducey signing a piece of legislation, which is odd. So I don't get it.
Yeah. Don't need to.
Well, I'll ask Ron Gold to sort that out for me tomorrow. I'm sure he knows what's going on at the state level.
So, so at any rate, with that time frame to go, you know, I just met with some clients last night, and you know, they were talking about, you know, whether they should fund their traditional or their Roth. And one of their concerns was keeping their income under the threshold for the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, meaning if you make above a certain threshold, then you don't get the subsidy and your cost can go up. And in fact, you can find yourself owing a lot of money if you ended up making more than you projected and you don't bring that down. So that is definitely something that if you are on your own health insurance, you're going to want to be checking with your insurance agent or your CPA accountant to say, hey, where am I in this? And do you have an avenue to contribute to one or two traditional IRAs or SEP IRAs if you're self-employed to be able to keep that income down so that you can get some of that subsidy to keep your health insurance costs down, which actually could be the biggest cost out of everything.
Yeah, definitely get that dialed in, because from what I'm told from my agent, you not only pay the penalty, but it's a monthly. Here's what you owed per month that the government overpaid for you on your behalf.
It's everything.
And then it's penalties too. So, there's penalties as well. So it's rough.
Yeah, so you just want to pay attention to that and make sure that you know you're using it for that. And that's, again, one of the uses of when you use IRAs. And not only is it an investment for your future and for potential income down the road or for whatever your needs are, but it's an active way to reduce tax liability. Whether it's a traditional IRA and you're getting a deduction on the front end, meaning now, so you know, you made 60 grand, you put in 7, you know, now you're taxed on 53. Or if you're instead choosing to do a Roth because you don't have a big tax liability now and you do want tax-free later, I mean, not only is your contribution going to be tax-free if you wait 5 years or age 59 and a half, whichever's longer, but your growth, your profit is tax-free. And I've got one of my favorite things is when I've got clients, new clients to me, and they come over and I look at their assets and their portfolio. And while I may or may not agree with kind of how they're allocated and strategies, et cetera, but it's great to see that, you know, the husband and the wife each have 85 grand in a Roth, and then they've got usually more money from their old 401ks that they've rolled over, because now when we're doing withdrawal and income planning, not only are we focusing on, you know, how much to take out, what to invest it in, and where to take it, but we're focusing on, is there a way to combine how that income looks to keep their tax liability down in retirement? And if you are, guess what, under age 65 and not eligible for Medicare, and you're retired and you're still worried about Obamacare, you're still looking to keep income down, that Roth IRA on the income side later could be a huge benefit. Because now you'll take income from that, not causing any taxable income increases to you, thereby perhaps qualifying for the subsidy for that health care that you wouldn't otherwise have had. So there's a lot of things that go into that mix that you're trying to pay attention to that you know you want to make sure makes good sense. So income planning is, it's actually a specialty in and of itself. When people think of investing, you're typically thinking of, well, I've got an advisor and it's about growth. But a financial advisor should really be as adept at income planning, because taking a finite amount of money, like another, you're not making any more at work. You know, maybe you'll inherit some, but other than that, you have what you have. How do you make that make sense to last your lifetime, to give you the quality of life that you want, to keep your tax liability as low as you want, and have money perhaps to pass on to your spouse or your children or your grandchildren, or maybe even make sure you have enough assets to have for your assisted living or long-term care, nursing home, in-home care type of health care. So it really is a huge deal. So when I have clients and those are the discussions that we're having, it's always great to do that. So when you're planning, if you're in the growth stage, let's say, and you've got a 401k that you can contribute to through your employer, and you can actually do a deductible or a Roth 401k nowadays typically, but let's say you're doing a deductible contribution and you want to open a Roth IRA on your own on the side, as long as you don't make above certain threshold amounts, which are pretty high, almost a couple hundred thousand for a married couple filing, then that's another way that you can start contributing, because you'll say, hey, I'm getting the deduction on the 401k, I'm getting a match from my employer, you know, free money, and at the same time, I have in this other account going that I'm accruing tax-free dollars for the future, so that I have those options and that leverage when I get there at, you know, 62, 65, 67, 70, whatever years of age. And then you're going to start making those other decisions as far as, do I take Social Security early? If you take it at 62, well, you get a reduced benefit versus what your full Social Security would have been because you are taking it early. Many people are at the stage of, if they're going to be getting Social Security soon, they have to be 66 in so many months, or the max right now is 67 to get your full benefit. And then if you want to wait 3 more years, you can, at starting at age 70, you can actually get 120% of your full benefit. And then you're weighing, okay, well, would I appreciate the more money when I'm a little bit younger? Would I be better served waiting till 70 to have more money coming in? But will I still be using that money as actively as I would have if I had started earlier and younger? There's always two decisions that you're looking at. One is the financial decision, just dollars and cents, what makes good sense for your situation. And the second, of course, is what you want out of your life at that point. And so when I get into those discussions, those are the kinds of things that you need to be asking yourself if you're in that position or getting close to it. And a good advisor can kind of walk you through the expenses that are going to be changing and your costs that might be changing as you get older, and then just kind of in general what this back third of your life might look like. We're going to go to our next break of the hour here on Sound Advice and Speak Out. You got any questions, comments, etc., don't hesitate to give me a shout. It's a good time to do so. We're in tax season, we're in IRA season, we're in retirement plan season. The market's at all-time highs. Probably something on somebody's mind that they always wondered. I'm happy to help. Give a call.
And the digits, Brian's digits right now, are 928-854-5687. I'm Paul Lavoie. Sound Advice will return in a moment. Stay with us.
The views expressed on Speak Out are not necessarily the opinion of KNTR Talk 106.3 FM and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities that would be mentioned therein. Investing is subject to risk involving loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations may vary, therefore the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Sage Point Financial, member of FINRA, SIPC. Sage Point Financial is separately owned, and other entities or marketing names, products, or services referenced in here are independent of Sage Point Financial.
All right, some live PJ Harvey. I'm getting a total Chrissy Hynde vibe there, man. Total.
Yeah, definitely a little bit harder rock and roll.
She's got that attitude.
Less accessible, for sure.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyone that would have a baby with Ray Davies, she's, you know, she's got a rock and roll attitude for sure. So there you go.
So where do you think one of the top places to retire is? And it's not a surprise. It's been there for years.
Is that a clue? Surprise, Arizona?
No, oh. It's not a surprise. I wasn't misleading you.
What state?
I'm sorry, globally.
Globally?
Yeah.
Offshore Cayman Islands.
Costa Rica.
Really?
Yeah, still. And again, when you say, well, what does that mean? Well, they do, you know, they've got criteria, of course, and, you know, cost of, you know, living is there. Healthcare, you know, crime, pollution, you know, et cetera. And basically on $2,500 to $3,000 a month, you can have a pretty amazing lifestyle.
I have a cousin from Dallas who was going to go to Costa Rica. He was going to retire there.
Yeah.
Because of the political climate here. But I guess his money didn't take a turn for the worse like he thought it would. Like you've been saying, right? You have a lot of people that are predicting doomsday. And
Yeah,
he's one of those. Okay. So there you have it.
And then not far, Panama, and then not far from that, Mexico. Now, of course, you're going to want to be sure about specific parts of that, you know, these areas, because people, if you're not real familiar with certain countries, you're going to assume that, you know, okay, you think Mexico, everybody thinks it's drug cartels and, you know, murders and all that.
I think more of property ownership. Can you own property there?
Well, sure.
As an American.
Sure.
You can lease it.
Yeah. No, you can own.
There's you can own now.
Rocky Point. Yeah. Plenty of people
do. And they own. They don't lease. Okay.
And so there's different ways to, you know, to do that from what I understand, at least. And it's been that way for some years. But subject to change, though. That's the thing.
Used to be a 99.
It could be. That could turn, and, you know, that changes legally. What are you going to do about it?
Used to be a 99-year lease, and then it became 50. And now, apparently, there's ownership. So, I don't know. I'll have to ask Jim Russell about that. He does have some property down in Mexico.
Some property.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are you looking for and what do you want? In other words, you've got to think in those terms, because you're going to look at your expenses, you're going to look at your income, and you may find yourself in a position of saying, yeah, you can't do it how you want to do it, but not only do you have to think about where you live in the United States, you know, relative to tax law in the state you're residing, relative to cost of living in the city that you're living et cetera. But some people think globally. They think, okay, well, here's my quality of life, in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and for that same amount of money, I can literally have a big house on the beach with a butler and a maid and a cook. I mean, that's all possible, but what do you give up? And that's what these studies look at is, well, people say, what happens if I need serious surgery? What happens, people miss family, right? You're removed from grandkids and those kinds of things. And so you're trying to weigh all of that out in your decision-making tree. And
international borders can create some limitations, I would imagine.
For sure, but the world is becoming more and more global, right? In fact, I had this interesting, real quick, I know we got to go in a minute here, interesting conversation with this client of mine, a gentleman, pushing 80, but sharp as a tack, and he knows what time it is. It was a great conversation. And he's like, let's talk about this cryptocurrency. And I said, well, you ever watch, you know, science fiction from the 40s and 50s? It's all true, or has been true, a lot of it nowadays. Think of what it used to be when you had multi-planetary systems. You know, would you have credits? You know, that's what the common term, I think, like credits, like whatever that means. Mm-hmm. Well, Bitcoin is kind of like credits in my head. And pretty soon, the U.S. dollar has kind of been like that, right? It's the most widely traded currency. Why doesn't a cryptocurrency make sense in a way? And don't think in 100 years, I don't know what the time frame is,
right?
That's going to be probably what it looks like, because the world is not going to get bigger, guys. it's going to get smaller, and that goes into your investments, and that goes into things you do.
Absolutely.
Have a great, safe weekend. Enjoy the boat show or whatever you're doing. Be safe, and let's keep our fingers and toes crossed that we keep this momentum going in the markets. We'll catch you next week here on Sound Advice and Speak Out.
And stay hydrated. That's the main advice right there. Temperatures in the low to mid-90s all weekend. So, all right, we'll return tomorrow. Ron Gold will be here. Of course, District 5 County Supervisor. And I'm Paul Lavoie. Let's see, Hannity is up next following news and a short break. So we'll see you tomorrow.